When I seen you with movement, the tracks of your tears let me know that you've cried. Did you think it would happen like it do in the movies? Lift you up on a train and kiss you goodbye. Roll the credits, there's no happy ending. The monsters got over the wall and tore us apart. Pull the curtain, there's no use pretending. This writer ain't sick in the mind and sick in the heart.
Yeah. one produced at Tiny Telephone. It's one of the ones I had laying around that had not opened yet. So I'm excited to hear it. We'll be right back.
No, it's not.
John from Bughouse Square is here, y'all. He's yelling, he's causing a commotion. Now, I don't know what's next. Happy Black History Month, y'all. And the weird thing is, I don't think I played any black artists today. I was just in Super Bowl mode. Although, no, I take that back. The Deers, Murray Lightbaum, at least appearing to be an African American artist. Yeah. So, what do I want to say about that? Happy Black History Month, everyone. And let's have peace. I was listening to, I listened a lot on radio in my room. So on MLK Day, I got to hear this very, very stirring. I don't know if it was Reverend Barber the Third, but it was, I kind of feel like it wasn't Martin, but it was something a long time ago that was very stirring. And what I can recommend, someone that is just a phenomenal, standalone, singular genius who a lot of you know by now, James Baldwin, who I think wrote some speeches for MLK. There's a great documentary of him. I saw it in Berkeley called I Am Not Your Negro. And he was out, which, like, you know, a long, long time ago, coming out, if you were white, I think was a big risk in the 50s and 60s. I know it was. And he was out as a black man, a black intellectual, very righteous man, brilliant orator. If you haven't seen him, Send to School, William Buckley, and I forget the show it was on, but he made, seeing that documentary really made me think. I mean, this came up with me recently as some writing I've been doing, and I try to treat everybody the same. I was raised right. I was fortunate, you know, to be raised right, and I don't care how much money somebody has. I don't care, you know, who they choose to worship, what they choose to worship, if they choose to worship. I've just, like, always been like that, and I consider myself fortunate in that regard. I went homeless for 5 years, and I'm Italian, and I'm certainly, you know, I can play with my ethnicity a little bit, and sometimes I have in the past when I've heard somebody be racist or whatever, but I can't. The only time I've really felt discrimination was when I was poor. So to be black and poor, I don't know if he was, you know, I don't think he was poor his whole life, but, and I don't know if he grew up poor, but you can assume that he didn't have the best opportunities being a black man in the 50s and 60s in this country. But, if it's worth watching him and, William Buckley having a discussion, and William Buckley asked him, you know, because he's an intellectual, don't you have more in common with, you know, like, whatever, the intelligentsia or whatever, who at that point tended to be white and male, and, you know, hopefully that's changing a little bit, but his answer to, you know, what it's like to be a black man in America or in the world is just, you know, like, basically tells him why he doesn't feel like he has more in common, just because he's bright, or, you know, just because he's a published author, he's still looked at in a certain light, which obviously makes somebody feel in a certain way. So I think I'm just going to sort of end the show, because Sean from Bughouse Square just said is here. I don't have a ton of stuff more to play, but I'm going to, see if I can. Oh, I got some, let's see, some Ty Siegel or Nick Waterhouse sitting over there. I think I will put that on. And if you have heard me play, Nick Waterhouse was one of the artists that I was pleased to discover through doing this radio show. I should have went to see him when I could have. You will probably note that he has more in debt to African-American artists, musicians, than any other segment of the population. So hold on. take that back. I'm gonna put on DJ International Records, Fast Eddie, Yo Yo, Get Funky, Funky Music, number one. That's what it's called. Thank you. Cow Square. Sean is here with a special guest, Scott, who's we need to convince him to have a show in Radio Valencia. So the handoff is going to happen momentarily. I'm signing off. Happy Black History Month. Happy Super Bowl. And I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next Tuesday.
We'll be right back. Sawgrass Square coming up on the hour. That's right.